Jason, a 2-0 defeat in your opening pre-season friendly against Thackley this afternoon. But I guess from your perspective, regardless of the result, there was a lot of positives to take from that.
Yeah, there was loads of positives. You know, we came in with a bit of a makeshift team. You know, we've got 8 players out, and it's the first week. The result's not that important, you know, in the first game of pre-season. I think overall, we dominated the game, to be honest. I think they had 2 shots and 2 goals. And apart from that, we were the much better team in my eyes. On another day, better finishing, we could have easily won 5-6-2 or something like that. It's just, like I said, it's all about just getting some legs and the fitness side of it.
And obviously the first week of training this week, as you mentioned there, how's that gone?
It's gone well. Obviously, we're all trying to get to know each other. Like it's this time of the year, we've got lots of people on holiday. We're missing like 4 or 5 key players, but it's just the way pre-season is. And like I said, the first week, you know what I mean? It's just all about getting to know each other. We've not even started to implement any ideas yet. It's just about trying to get some miles in the legs and stuff like that.
And from the we noted it in the commentary in the first half, that sort of forward line that you had before half-time, there seemed to be a lot of fluidity in that. Was that something that you'd sort of drilled into the players this week to sort of keep the defenders of Thackley guessing?
Yeah, we tried to get Rhea, who is very good for us today, trying to get in the hole. And we just want to be on the front foot all the time. You know, we want to play in their half and we want to have lots of movement. And like I said, we created chances, but like I said, the finishing wasn't great today. But it's the first week. You know, these girls have had 6-7 weeks off. I think they last played in April, you know, when we were in 1st of July. So it's a long time and a lot of them haven't even kicked a ball for the last few weeks. You know, so like I said, we've done well today.
And obviously you've kept the majority of the nucleus of the squad from mm-hmm. the team sort of double winning season over the back-to-back promotions over the last 2 seasons. I guess from your perspective coming in as a new manager and not knowing many of the girls at all, that helps that they've got that existing relationship throughout these next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, they've been used to winning and they've had a good squad for the last couple of years. But we always want to improve. We will be looking to bring in a couple more players because we're stepping up again to a new league and it's going to be much, much tougher. You know, the girls aren't going to have it their own way, have they, as done the last couple of years. But they're willing to improve and they want to get better. And that means we're going to have to bring in a couple more players to improve the squad. But like I said, we've got a few weeks to the start of the season, so we've got lots to work on.
And obviously looking forward, next Sunday, a trip to FC United. I know they're a team that have sort of cemented their place in the Premier Division of the Northwest Regional League over recent years and did well in that last season, got promoted out of it, so another tough test.
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, they won the league above us last season and from all accounts are a very good team, so that's somebody we've got to aim for, you know what I mean? I think we played them last season in pre-season and I think they beat us 6-0, so that's what we're going to go into next week's game and we're going to see where we're at there and where we need to improve, and that's probably the standard we need to look at.